Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
As 38 Special brings us back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for singing with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, sir, smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out. Guy Sormont is our guest. Guy is he's a contributing editor to City Journal, and he's one of France's leading public intellectuals and economists. He's the author of at least 30 books, including Economics Does Not Lie. That's his new one. And he is the CEO of France Amérique, which is a monthly bilingual magazine about the French culture. He's been doing that now for a half a dozen years. Guy, thanks again for being here. You gave us an excellent report on the economy in Europe, and particularly in France, in the previous segment. But there's an attempt at a divorce going on right now between the EU and England. It's called Brexit. And there seems to be an abort in all that. What do you think?
Well, Brexit is turning ugly. I mean, there's been a misunderstanding from the very beginning. A majority of the Brits thought that the UK would be better off not being part of Europe anymore. This was really based on ignorance. The British economy totally depends on the European economy. And so they are discovering that now. And they are trying to pass a deal with Europe where they would keep all the benefits of being European and keep the rest for them, and this doesn't work. So we are now on the 6 weeks from the deadline, and the risk is huge for the Brits that they would have no deal, which means that they wouldn't be able to import anything from Europe, neither to export to Europe. Because all the regulation would all regulations would disappear. There would be all the regulations are European.
There would be no administrative structure for them to be able to perform the trade handshake, would there?
There would be no trade handshake at all. There would be no trade. They would be considered as like a totally foreign country.
Who would be hurt the most by that? England?
England, because for Europe, England totally depends on Europe, and the European continent. The European continent is dealing with the rest of the world, and the impact on Europe would be really, really very, very small. So for the European continent, it's no big deal.
Is it possible that the separation won't happen? That it could actually be put off for a while?
No. Because
you think in 6 weeks there will be a break between England and Europe, whether they get work out their trade negotiations or not?
Well, legally, in 6 weeks they are out. Ah. So in 6 weeks there is a deal, and the deal is simple. The deal is UK is no more part of Europe, but we have a free trade treaty. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we continue trading, but the Europe agrees on that, but the Brits are so divided between because
what do they want? What do the English want? What's better than a free trade deal?
No, because
I mean that's a cherry on top of your sundae.
No, because you are right, but some people are extremists and they say no, we don't want to have anything to do anymore with Europe.
Wow.
We don't know these people. We are a glorious imperial nation.
That's xenophobia.
It's crazy xenophobia, and also it's an illusion. They think that they live in the 19th century when UK was dominating the world. And this is not true anymore. So you have people who are so extreme that they prefer what they call no-deal Brexit, to go to the end of their logic.
They sound like some of our progressives in America who don't know how to do math. You know, they propose ideas that the rest of us know. We've already done that formula. It doesn't produce a good result. It sounds like they're like our progressives. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, extremism is the same everywhere. Okay, there is something about extremism. It can be far right, far left, but it's the same form of craze. So we are in a very dangerous situation, but very dangerous for the British. Suddenly they discover, for example, that all their medicine is imported from Europe.
Right.
So people are buying medicine in advance.
Wow, they're hoarding it.
Medicine is the,
it's going to be, and a black market's going to pop up, isn't it?
Well, I hope for them that the black market will be thriving, because it is the only way for them to survive.
Right, right.
And and what is incredible, I mean, you think that this country was the country of Winston Churchill, and now you don't have one British leader able to talk to its people and say, look, my friends, let's be serious. This is a dramatic situation. No more time for division.
Populism is, I'm not against populism, but it has to, the formula has to work. They have to use the same math as everybody else.
Yes. Now you don't have one populism, you have 10 populism.
Right.
And now the Scots and the Irish.
What is it they said? You can have your own opinion, but you can't have your own facts.
Yes, exactly. And Scotland, they are very pro-European. So Scotland says, okay, we quit the United Kingdom and we stay in Europe.
This is going to get out of hand, Guy.
Well, it is the most dangerous situation in Europe. And what's terrible is that the British themselves, I think they do not understand that they put themselves in a corner.
Wow, this is crazy. I'm gonna start paying more attention to this. I've been tracking it, but I didn't realize it was this bad. Hey, Guy, hold on to that thought. You got a website quickly?
Sure.
Your website?
Yeah.
France Amérique is the name of the publication. I encourage you to check
France
that out.
France Amérique is the name of the publication.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.